The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
A guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is an inspiration to many individuals and organizations with the work he is doing. Ronald Chapman is principal of Magnetic North LLC. He's been an inspirational and motivational speaker and organizational development consultant and coach since 95. Ron, and I know this, has a uniquely engaging approach to guiding the process when it comes to personal and professional development, strategic planning, and facilitation. Joining us to share the transformational work he is doing with clients is Ronald Chapman. Good morning, Ron.
Great to be with you, David.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. Ron, what's at the core of Magnetic North and the work you're doing?
Well, the basic principle is pretty simple. It's that, and a lot of entrepreneurs will know this, is that somewhere in there, within us, within our ideas, our brilliance, if you will, there's a seed of something that can take us to rather remarkable places. Oftentimes, it's obscured. It's hard to get a finger on. Oftentimes, it's hard to pull forth. And so the whole principle of Magnetic North is that stuff will guide us if we can just get our hands on it. And so the work I do across many disciplines is, in fact, trying to help people pull that forth.
There's something about the work you're doing that's clearly reaching people. Let me read a couple of quotes. I hope you don't mind. Ron has style, grace, wit, sincerity, humor, and compassion. To say he is a riveting speaker is an understatement. What would you say about the way you speak in front of, let's say, a group or groups that is so engaging?
Well, honestly, the thing that's different from me is that I'm really more interested in making sure that a client or an audience gets what they need. And so what I've become fairly adept at, quite to my surprise, because I have a bit of a history of being pretty wrapped up in myself, is an ability to understand what people need on the spot and change the direction I'm going. And so oftentimes I do interactive work with audiences even, and something will arise in that dialogue, and we'll just go off in whatever direction it needs to go. So I think there's a huge concept in there that would be of value to your listeners, because so often the entrepreneur forgets that he or she is obligated to translate what they're doing into the minds and hearts, the pocketbooks, the needs of others. And so the classic entrepreneurial problem has been, you know, I got this great thing, I want to do this thing my way, and the entrepreneur never figures out how to translate it into meeting the need of someone. And of course, the annals of extraordinary history are filled with accounts of not only people who failed to translate it, but those who've succeeded. I mean, Bill Gates is probably the best example. If he hadn't been successful at understanding how to make what he was doing fit the needs of others, he'd still be in a garage in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Fascinating. And we do tend to work outward from within.
Right.
Don't we?
And I mean, there's a real important focus shift that's real essential there, David, which is the ability to understand our propensity for getting wrapped up in our own stuff. And when we do that, we stop seeing what's out there. And so what we're in kind of a, I was talking with a psychologist about this, is that optimally the entrepreneur is someone who can keep going inside into his own thinking, his own brilliance, his own beautiful things he or she is doing, and then keep shifting focus externally to look at what's out there, what do they need, what do they want, how can they hear this, and then go back inside to reorient. And it's kind of this dialectic that takes place, which is probably a 24-karat word that's unnecessary, but it's an internal-external reframing that allows the entrepreneur to keep looking outward to gain information, to go inward to adapt, to go back outward. And when that's done well, and of course lots of times we need help doing that because, frankly, we get pretty caught up in what's inside us and or get tripped up by what's out there, you know, external. The ability to navigate that internal-external transition is just, it's priceless in terms of making whatever it is we want to bring to fruition, actually come to fruition.
Thanks so much for that. You've been engaged with the subject of making meetings work in organizations. We've talked a little bit about individual and sort of the dynamics there. But what happens in meetings? What are you seeing that, well, I'll use the word dysfunctional. What's dysfunctional about meetings and how can we make them better?
Well, pretty simply, meetings don't go in well-conceived. Our first response typically is we need a meeting. I mean, if in fact we think we need a meeting, we call a meeting. Most people kind of do a broadcast approach, which is let's bring, you know, all these people together and we'll talk this thing through. And of course what happens, particularly as the number of people invited goes up, is it gets remarkably diverse and complicated. And so the real solution to making meetings work for you is really upfront to do just a couple of things. It's really pretty simple when we can do it. One is to be absolutely sure what it is you're trying to accomplish with the meeting. Then secondly, to determine who really needs to be there in order to accomplish that thing. And then third, lay down, even if it's just a very rough agenda, just a very simple agenda that will guide you to that outcome. And then last, and this is a developmental skill over time, is learn how to manage a meeting so that it actually serves the agenda and serves the outcome. So what happens, David, is we go in and, you know, we kind of don't feel like we have time to adequately prepare, and sure enough, the results don't produce what we want. Somebody said, I don't remember who this was, but they said that the greatest waste of time in American business culture is ineffective meetings. And by the way, emphasis on the word ineffective. The issue is not the meetings. The issue is their ineffectiveness. Because we've got to meet with people in order to carry out the things we need to carry out.
We're visiting with Ron Chapman. Magnetic North is the company. www.magneticnorthllc.com, 505-842-0314. Maybe talk a little bit about leadership. I know you spend time around this. And it takes many forms. I mean, if we're solopreneurs, there's the leadership of oneself. And then if we're talking about meetings and organizations, that's a totally another form of leadership. But yeah, spend a little time, if you don't mind, around what makes a great leader and how we can begin to cultivate leadership.
Sure. Yeah. Well, probably the starting point for this, and again, I'm going to assume that a lot of listeners are entrepreneurs. A great starting point is to understand the importance of the leader role. Now, if you really put this into a practical framework, some of your folks may have studied or read the E-Myth, Michael Gerber's framework for how you move from entrepreneur to CEO. That's really a very solid framework that talks about making the distinction between a technician, for example, and a CEO. Or a technician, a chief operating officer, a COO, and a CEO, and the ability to distinguish. Because the thing that gets lost, and this is really regrettable, particularly as a business is developing and growing, the thing that gets lost is a failure to understand that the leadership role, something that really good entrepreneurs who are successful actually learn how to do, typically, the failure to understand the importance of leadership role and what that leadership role is, which is about setting vision, setting direction. It's about motivating people, assuming you have people, assuming you're not a sole proprietorship, that role gets lost. And so as a result, it never gets adequately expressed. So the starting point is in understanding that it's a role separate and distinct from all the other roles, and that in fact it's vitally important as we grow and evolve over time as an organization, even if we're still a fairly small organization. So there's some really good tools that Gerber recommends in terms of being able to develop what some have called different hats, putting on the CEO hat, putting on the COO hat, putting on the technician hat. So the discernment is really, really important. And then what I actually recommend with most of the people I work with is if you come to understand the importance, the vital nature of leadership, is that almost guarantees you'll become a student of it. I mean, there are so many leadership resources that, yeah, I mean, go to your local bookstore and just go to the management and leadership section. There are countless opportunities. And seemingly the ones who really do it well, David, are the ones who immerse themselves in understanding leadership from, frankly, any one of those vantage points. And then the other suggestion I have is that while you're in the process of sort of an eclectic approach to getting information about this, is choose a good framework that you like and practice it. Mm. The greatest impediment to effective leadership is the failure to choose one and stay with it. You know, if you like good to great, wonderful. Adopt it, practice it. If you like John Maxwell's framework for the 12 indispensable leadership attributes, great, use it, practice it, apply it. Because interestingly enough, and a lot of your listeners probably know, David, that you know, supposedly some big part of success is simply managing to stay on track for 5 to 7 years from startup to initial success.
Yeah.
And so what that teaches is that there's not a right way. In fact, if we choose a way and stay with it to ensure that we're successful with it, it becomes right simply by the fact that we've stayed the course. And there's a lot of good practical frameworks out there.
Thank you so much for that. Ron, what are the types of services you'd like people to know about that you're doing, and how do they work?
Okay, great. Very simply, I really, the broad banner for what I do is twofold. It's organization development, and I do a lot of speaking work. Now, the organization development runs the gamut from leadership development, management development, coaching, professional development, you know, the sort of individual-based work, to group-based work that runs the spectrum from strategic planning to team building, for example. I do custom work in all those arenas, so I've got that whole side. And then in any setting what I bring to the table is, in addition to my knowledge base, is I'm a very good facilitator, so I'm good with process. But on the other end, I love to speak and got quite a few credentials in that, and so the opportunity to get in front of an audience at any size, really, and have a chance to talk about these things, and if it can be designed so that it's interactive, we increasingly live in a culture that people can't just sit and listen. If we can design it so it's interactive, then we turn it into a very powerful learning experience. So we weave together the best of good speaking with good interactive process to produce some real learning.
Mm. Ron Chapman, Magnetic North is the company, www.magneticnorthllc.com. Just like it sounds, 505-842-0314. Ron, you're an extraordinary thinker and thought leader. And thanks so much for your contribution on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David. It's a real pleasure as always.
We'll do it again.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.